You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a compass? If you've been in the Scouts, I'm guessing you used a compass. Not the standard modern electronic GPS one in our phones or cars, but the original old school magnetic type. They're fantastic tools for navigation, which is figuring out how to get from one place to another over land or water. The design of a compass is pretty interesting. Originally, a compass was made of lodestone, a magnetized type of iron ore called magnetite. 1,000 years ago, in China, a small piece of lodestone was placed on something to float on water, or was suspended so that it could align to north and south. By the Middle Ages, Europe was using a compass made of a magnetized needle on a small piece of wood floating in water. Modern compasses also use a magnetized needle. It pivots so that it can point to the north. To use it, you would hold it in your hand so that the needle, typically colored red, is allowed to point through N for north. As you look at the compass, you'll see the letters N, S, E, and W for north, south, east, and west. These are known as the cardinal points. Now, the interesting thing about a magnetic compass is that it's aligning with the Earth's magnetic field. So the compass needle points to the Earth's magnetic north, not geographic true north. True north is basically where the Earth rotates around its axis. The geographic North Pole and magnetic North Pole aren't the same spot. They're about 1,000 miles from each other. Most of the smaller hand compasses you see today are inexpensive horizontal magnetized needles placed on the cap of a vertical pin. Higher quality ones for use by the military, field scientists, or hikers and campers who are into orienteering use compasses that are sealed in a liquid. Here's a simple way to make a compass with your own family. It won't be super accurate, but it's still fun to do. You'll need a small sewing needle, a small flat piece of cork, a bowl of water, and a straight bar magnet. Place the cork in the bowl of water. Using the north end of your bar magnet, and it should be marked, rub the needle one way, from the eye towards the point. Do this about 10 times. This is going to magnetize the needle. Then carefully place the needle flat on the cork. It'll spin around a bit, but once it stops moving, the sharp end of the magnetized needle will align with the Earth's magnetic field and point to the Earth's magnetic north. Well, we've just learned a little bit about compasses. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.